Whenever I, and I give this talk all over creation, I give it to doctors, I give it to teachers, I love giving it to lawyers, and whenever I give this presentation, I divide the group in my mind into two. And you're either group one, someone who is currently suffering from a substance abuse issue or mental disorder, or you're group two, you know someone that is, right? And whenever I talk to lawyers, and y'all are personal injury lawyers, I'm assuming this is a car wreck, or you at least have something to do with personal injury, car wreck seminar, I'm an ad group three. Our clients are often suffering from mental disorders, depression, anxiety, PTSD from their trauma. And then we've got a gal right now who was on pain pills prescribed by her doctor from the injuries that she received that she's now mistreating. And she's an addict. So even if you don't think you're group one or you're group two, you are group three. And so there may be some things that I talk about today that you can take home to your own practice. Another reason why I love getting up here and talking to you guys is that we've got to do a better job. We've got to start talking about these things within our profession. We've got to start talking about substance abuse. We've got to start talking about mental illness because we are losing people right and left. And I have a slide coming up here in a minute. Statistics that will probably shock you. And I feel like the more we talk about this, the more comfortable people are going to be to come forward and the more people we can help. 8 years ago on Mother's Day, I attempted to take my own life. It was a shock to my parents. It was a shock to my friends. It was a shock to people that were the very closest to me. I was so good at living a double life. It was imperative to me that no one knew how horrible and tormented I was, and I was an active alcoholic at the time and suffering from depression.